Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Rich Cho, former Hornets general manager. He's got a new website coming out, new initiative. We'll get into he's a foodie, so we'll get into that as well. Hey, Rich, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Oh, sure. Anytime. How you doing?
What's going on, Rich? What's up, buddy?
You know, Rich, it's interesting how wide open these playoffs are, and they appear to be. Is that refreshing if you're silver in the NBA?
Oh, yeah. I think it just goes towards the whole parity throughout the league. You know, in the West, how tight the standings were up until the end, and I think the East is wide open too. So it's definitely been fun to watch from a fan standpoint.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, speaking about, like, if you're looking at fun, like fun teams to watch, Rich, I mean, how much fun has the 76ers evolution been? I mean, are you surprised that it clicked this fast this year?
I mean, a little bit. I think a little bit surprised, but at the same time, you know, they got the best big guy, one of the best big guys in the league in Embiid, and really an awesome talent in Ben Simmons. So, those two guys can carry any team. And Brian Colangelo has done a good job of bringing in some good veterans like J.J. Redick there. And so, you know, when they're playing well, and Brett Brown's done a great job there too. So when they're playing well, they're really tough to beat.
With the Cavs and Pacers here not up at two games apiece, Rich, do you think this series has all the earmarks of a seven-game series with three games to go?
Yeah, I think it'll go seven. The Indy had their chances last night, but Kyle Korver and his two late threes were huge. He hit the first one from the corner, tough shot, and put him up one. And then he hit a second one above the break, and I think that put him up four. And then, some of their role players have been giving him good minutes. Like last night, Jeff Green gave him some really good minutes. He hit a couple shots in the fourth quarter that were huge for them. So I think this will go seven games. You know, they're going to need a bigger game from Victor than he had this last game. Indy's playing with a lot of confidence. They played well against them in the regular season. And I know they probably feel like they let one slip by last night, but they're also going to have to attack the basket, I think, a lot more and get to the free throw line. They only went to the line last night 13 times compared to 26 for Cleveland.
Hey, Rich, so obviously the Pelicans, they wanted to send the series. They swept Portland. What went wrong in Portland in the postseason here, in your opinion?
Portland had a great regular season, and it looked like they were going to have a nice postseason. They won 13 in a row. But I think it was just came down to two. There's New Orleans stars, Anthony Davis and Holiday, just played better than Portland stars. And it was too much Anthony Davis. They couldn't stop him at all. And it was kind of surprising that Portland's got swept. I thought they'd put up more of a fight. But being a previous Portland GM, that didn't disappoint me. But New Orleans, tip their hat off to them, and Dell Demps has done a really good job there. He brought in Meritage there at midseason, and he gave him a big lift during the series.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you look at the way Davis. I mean, he's an absolute monster, Rich. I mean, when he's going off, he's one of the a top handful of players in the entire sport. I mean, that's how special of a player he is. And if he gets the consistent guard play, that New Orleans team is going to be a really, really difficult team to deal with.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know, they're playing with a ton of confidence. You can just tell they're playing with some swagger. Jrue Holiday is a great two-way player. And they're going to be tough to beat. They're going to give somebody some problems.
You know, when you look ahead here, let's look at some matchups tonight, right? Rockets and T-Wolves. You know, Taz and I have, you know, we've enjoyed watching Houston play all season long. T-Wolves bounced back with a nice Game 3 performance where their offense was there. What are you reading to what Mike D'Antoni is talking about his team being a little bit of an offensive rut? They've not shot the ball well here through the first three games. They've gutted their way to a 2-1 series lead. Rich, if you're a Rocket backer, how concerned are you, not just the rest of this series, but where this Houston team is, where they did not really emphasize any sort of rest down the stretch?
Actually, I wouldn't be that concerned. You know, their offense is going to come. I think they need to actually buckle down more defensively. During the regular season, they were the sixth best defensive team in the league, and we're also sixth in defending the three. And this last game, they let Minnesota go 15-for-27 from beyond the arc, so they can't let that happen again. But I'm not too concerned about Houston.
You think Houston bounces back with a win tonight, Rich?
Yeah, I think they'll bounce back.
I agree. I think you're right about that. What about if we shift over to the Thunder and the Jazz? You know, Utah leads 2-1 in the series. I'm a big fan, Rich, of Russ, like a lot of people are, but Mitchell's also this kid's a stud for Utah. Break this down for us.
Well, I think this is a great series. You know, Utah, along with Philly, is probably playing the best basketball in the league entering the playoffs. They won 29 out of the last 35 games. They had the second-best defense in the league behind only Boston and the fifth-best net rating. They've got one of the best coaches in the NBA, Quinn Snyder, who I think along with Dwayne Casey and Brett Brown should be among the front runners for Coach of the Year. Dennis Lindsay, their GM, has done a great job, you know, drafting Mitchell. And then they had the midseason trade where they brought in Jay Crowder. So they're a tough team to play. They play both ends of the floor. And I think it's going to be a battle with OKC. I don't know how the rest of that series is going to go. It's going to be a dogfight, though.
You know, a final one from us here, Rich, is Toronto, right? How about them dealing with the pressure now that they're facing? Series not up at two games apiece. Number one seed in the East. Expectations that this is their year to make it to the NBA Finals. Cavs not as good as years gone by. What about this Raptors team reacting to the pressure they're now facing?
Well, I think, you know, I think the first thing is, you know, they're playing a tough team in Washington. Even though they're an eighth seed, I think they're better than that. They finished 43-39, but, you know, John Wall missed 41 games this year, so they could have easily won over 50 games and maybe even got home court. The other piece is that Toronto typically has a big advantage in the backcourt with Lowry and DeRozan. And against the Wizards with Wall and Beal, they don't have that advantage. Washington's hard to beat when John Wall is sharing the ball and gets his teammates involved. And so far in this series, he's had 14 or more assists in three of the games. And in the other game, he had nine assists. So I think this series is going to go seven games.
You know, Rich, tell us a little bit about, you know, your former GM of the Hornets, executive in the NBA, longtime executive in the NBA. Now you got a new entity coming out. Tell us a little bit about TastyBites.com.
Big Time Bites.
I apologize. BigTimeBites.com. Yeah. So it's like a scouting report for different foods and restaurants across the country, correct?
Yeah, it's a food website where all my reviews are called scouting reports. And it's pretty unique in that it's dish-based instead of restaurant-based. So, like other sites like Yelp and TripAdvisor, they're restaurant-based. This is dish-based, and the reason is because when I go to a particular city, I'm looking more for particular type of dish. Like if I go, say, to Chicago, maybe I'm looking for a great burger, or if I go to Boston, I'm looking for a lobster roll. So it's dish-based instead of restaurant-based. The other thing is any user that comes to the site can put in their own scouting report, and we have a rubric, a rating system for each dish.
Rubric? Wait, you said, like, what is that? It's like a food rating thing? What is that?
No, like we have a rating system. There's five ratings. Rotation, starter, all-star, franchise, and Hall of Fame. So nice. There's a rubric, meaning like a kind of like a table of definitions for each rating, so everyone's working off the same page.
Nice.
Wow, it's a very cerebral way to go into eating. I like this, Rich. Now, a lot of thought put into this.
Rich, now either you back it up, maybe me. Now, I'd imagine you've taken, as an executive in the NBA, trips to Milwaukee, correct?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so my co-host here, when he was a broadcaster, when he was an analyst for the WWE, said that Milwaukee had the best pregame food of any arena that he's ever walked in.
True story.
You're a foodie. Can you speak to the Milwaukee Bucks and that building on how their pregame meal? Great meal or no?
I don't even remember it. So it couldn't have been too memorable, but I'll take his word for it.
Hold on, Rich. But you guys were the enemy. You're the Hornets going in. Not going to give you good food. You guys are the enemy when you went in there.
Yeah, well, usually I'm looking for good food in the, I'll search around for good food in the arena. So next time I'll definitely try and find it.
No, they do. Their catering services are awesome there. Trust me, they really are. Well, good luck with everything, man. Yeah. It sounds great.
Hey, Rich, we'll check out the site, bigtimebites.com. Rich Cho, a former Hornets GM, longtime NBA executive. Rich, great talking a little NBA with you, all right? Best of luck with the new venture. Okay. We'll do it again soon, all right?
Thanks, guys.
All right, Rich, thanks, buddy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.